Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Tom McNew here on What Would Father Say, with the one and only Father John Gesualdo. Thanks, Father, for joining us again.
My pleasure, always a pleasure, Tom. This is the most important thing that I do,
You
besides
keep
the
saying that. I
sacraments,
just, yeah, I was gonna say, besides the
mission,
sacraments, celebrating the
discipleship,
Mass, yeah,
catechesis,
evangelization, yeah, all,
discipleship. But other than that,
other than that.
this is.
I'll be happy that we're in the top 10.
There you are. There you
I'm okay with that.
are.
Appreciate
All
everybody tuning in today. And remember, we always have an encore episode on Sunday afternoons at 12:30. So if you missed one or part of all of our discussions about the Ten Commandments, you can always pick them up on our website as well. We are winding down. We are at near the finish line with the 10th commandment today. And I appreciate everybody tuning in. We are in our catechism at paragraph 2534, or page 606 in my catechism. Again, I'm making this offer. I'm going to make this offer every week until somebody takes me up on it. If you don't have a catechism in your house, you give me a call and I'll make sure you get one. I'll send you one for free. All you got to do is call me and tell me you heard it, and we'll make it happen.
Praise
So,
God.
Father, let's get into this. We talked last week about the ninth commandment and coveting, being lustful towards another. Well, in the
A
it
wife, a
says
spouse.
wife, but arguably it could be wife or husband. But anyway, today we're getting more into the goods and the property and things like that with coveting your neighbor's house, his field, his manservant or maidservant, his ox, his ass, or anything that is your neighbor's.
Yeah, I think we should actually go back and remind the listeners that this is one of the differences between the Protestant and Catholic list. Because they combine these into one, thou shalt not covet, boom, that's it. We split them in the covet thy neighbor's wife, covet thy neighbor's goods. And then we combine, don't make any graven images and worship them into the first one. Because we recognize that if I'm jealous of your car or envious or desirous of your car, that's a different level than I'm envious or desirous of your wife, because suddenly I become a threat to you. But I think this is good because I think this is one of those temptations that all of us are subject to. The grass is always greener on the other side. We look at other people's families, marriages, and homes and think, man, they got it all together. Why can't we be like that? It's that whole compare leads to despair. And as it says here in the catechism, that this 10th commandment completes the ninth, which would concern the concupiscence of the flesh. It forbids coveting the goods of another. And there's a reason for it, because not just because it leads to theft, robbery, and fraud, but also steals your joy. It tells God, I don't like the hand you gave me. When we look at, I struggled this, I'm 5'5". Almost, I'm 5'5 and a half, Tom, almost 5'6",
You'll get there. You'll get there.
I'm often thinking, would it be nice if I was 6 foot? Just 6 foot, maybe 6'1". How about that? And to look at them, and then it's telling God, I don't like the hand you gave me. But it does lead to all kinds of other crimes, because when we covet people's goods, a thief, if you ever needle a thief, I don't know if you've ever done that, why did you do this? You realize that's wrong. Oh, they can afford it, or they owe me. People that squat at people's houses, they think they have a right to that. They somehow think they were denied it. So it's okay to steal. It's kind of the Robin Hood sin. Oh, we'll take from the rich and give to the poor. Even making it a sign of justice. Even thinking they deserve. We see these videos of whole gangs of people running into department stores and cleaning them out and then running out. And they have no conscience, no scruples. Why? Because it's Walmart, it's Target.
They've got
Best Buy.
insurance.
They got it. That's okay. No, not totally. Not understanding. They're stealing from all of us. They steal from all of us. We have to pay the insurance. We have to pay the higher premiums. We have to pay the makeup. And then they find out really quick that it doesn't satisfy. They're miserable.
Because they
Yeah.
just
So
want more. Just
yeah,
want
it's
more.
never enough. It's never enough.
Yeah.
And they're denied the satisfaction of a hard day's work. And I like the catechism calls it the lust of the eyes. It leads to more things, leads to violence and injustice forbidden by the fifth commandment. Avarice, which is extreme greed, like fornication. Wow, it compares greed to having sex outside of marriage. Do you see that?
That's pretty harsh.
It originates in the idolatry prohibited by the first three prescriptions of the law. Includes com this 10th commandment concerns the intentions of the heart. With the night, it summarizes all the precepts of the law. You're giving in to idolatry. I need that. I deserve that. I'm willing to risk my soul, my safety, my freedom to get it. It turns something into a god.
I
And
think you can
it
really see in from that perspective how just like Catechism says, the 10th commandment, completes the list, if you will, where it really kind of bookends nicely with the first commandment, because invariably what someone envies or someone's greed becomes their religion, becomes their God, that the first commandment strictly forbids.
Yeah, once someone goes starts stealing, and the first couple times they do it, and it was easy, they never, that's enough. I'm gonna stop now. No, they get greedier and more greedy. You ever watch the show about there's a great TV show that used to come on called Catch a Smuggler? That
No,
people
not
would
familiar with it.
smuggle drugs to South America and back. So we'll just do it one time, and it made $10,000. Hey, we'll just make one more run. They made it $20,000. That was easy. Let's do it again. Come on, just one more time. They're never, and then they get busted. They lose their freedom. They regret everything, and everybody's hurt. But greed never satisfies, and they find out they're not. They find out. It was all for nothing. It's the lie of the evil one. Taste, take a bite of the apple, and you will be happy.
I
So,
think,
go
no, go
ahead.
ahead.
No, in 25:36 says the 10th commandment forbids greed and the desire to amass earthly good. Here it comes, without limit.
That's it.
Prevents avarice, greed arising from passions for riches and their attentive power. It also forbids the desire to commit injustice by harming our neighbor in his temporal goods. So this it takes you away from your neighbor. Thieves don't trust each other.
No.
They don't trust each other. So, yeah. So what were
I've
you gonna
heard.
say, Tom?
No, I was just gonna say I hear all the time from our friends in Restorative Justice Ministry how inmates will say that the number one thing that causes problems inside the prison is theft. And that's the fastest thing to start a big fight or conflict is somebody stealing somebody's cigarettes or whatever. Usually it's very
Because
petty, but
no, because once somebody steals from something from you, kind of the prison code is you can't let them get away with it. Because you let them get away with it, they'll keep taking more. They'll take you, and it's you can't, and so fights happen. So you have to join a gang to protect yourself.
Like that's the I think that's a great classic definition of avarice right there, the extreme greed that I'm going to do anything, again, something relatively petty and meaningless, but it's something that I don't have that you
Yeah.
do that I want.
It's the biggest, what's the universal law do unto others? And if you break that, then you make yourself less human. And you make the other person, you use them. It turns prisons into hell because everybody starts acting like animals. They start behaving like animals and they celebrate it. It's all about envy. And that, 23:38, again, the Ten Commandments, right? That envy be banished from the human heart. At the end of there, it says that through the devil's envy, death entered the world. The evil one hates God, he envies him.
Well, it wasn't that like at the heart of the devil's downfall? His
Yeah.
envious, his being envious of the position and God's role.
Yeah, he was envious of us. He was envious of, eternal, because the angels were made first and more perfect. But then when they found out that we were coming along and that God would become one of us and that they would be asked to serve us, well, that was too much. It's like when, you have a little brother and your parents say, "Oh no, okay, now he's in charge. Now he is the golden boy." What? What? What a what a it's not yeah, they couldn't stand it.
That never happened at my house. My little
Never
brother
happened.
was, no, I'm kidding. He was never in charge. He was the golden boy, but never in charge.
Oh,
I digress. I digress.
that's okay. 23:39.
Yeah.
Envy is a capital sin. It refers to the sadness at the sight of another goods and the immoderate desire to acquire them from oneself, even unjustly. When it wishes grave harm to a neighbor for it, it is mortal sin. So this is sometimes some theologians contrast. What's the difference between jealousy and envy? I haven't got some them, they use them interchangeably, but it's one thing, to look at someone and look up to them, man, I want to be like you. I wish I was strong like you. I wish I was talented like you. That can be admiration. But jealousy and envy say, no, I don't want you to have that. I don't want you to do. Well, one of the things that pushes against that, can you celebrate other people's victories? One of the hardest things to do in sports, that's what teaches virtue and integrity in sports, when you congratulate the person who just beat you.
To be a
Well
good
done.
loser.
Congratulations. You deserve to win. Congratulations. And just even doing that, even inside, you feel some envy and not some resentment. Just doing it with your body, saying, congratulations, nice game. Saying, well done. I remember going to bowl with some friends, and a friend of mine was bowling well, and I wanted to punch him. Every time he did a strike, I said, "Jerk, you jerk!" I was so mad. And then I saw other people, celebrating because I wanted to win. You want to win, and it's not that you don't that you're. It's like you don't want him to win. You don't want that guy to have it.
There's some,
It can steal your joy. Oh.
yeah. There's something to be said about some healthy competitiveness, but and healthy admiration of other
Yeah.
people's status and where they are in life and things. But it's there's a very fine line there, I think, between admiring the guy across the street's new lawnmower, and then and figuring out a way to break into his garage and make it your own, or prevent him from using it.
Or get one better, just a little bit better. We're gonna try to keep up with the Joneses. Oh, it's deadly. So I on that note, I heard I you remember who DeLoss Dodd was?
Yes,
He was
of
the athletic
course.
director at UT. He said something once, and I'm not accusing him of anything sinful, but it rings in my ears all the time because he was expanding UT's football stadium. And I think A&M is like a few dozen bigger or whatever it was. And he was going, it seems like y'all are trying just to keep up with the Joneses. And he goes, keep up with the Joneses. We are the
Oh, we are
Joneses.
the Joneses.
And that just, go ahead.
That made a lot of people, that made a lot of people east of here a couple hours very, very
Oh
upset.
yes, it instills a, I mean, it's, I don't know, because I got no dog in this fight. I was like, ooh, whatever you think of Trump, I remember, sometimes I could see how it's easy to fall into that. Trump was, maybe it was his last election, I think it was the election before, I don't know which one, because he's ran 3 times, anyway. And somebody, he was in the polls in all three, I guess he was losing. So somebody asked his son, what you're gonna do when you're, what's it gonna be like for your father when he loses this election? And he goes, my dad's never lost at anything. And you could see the because talking trash can instill in your opponent resentment. And if you let it get in your head, that's how they try to get in your head. All of a sudden you lose your cool. That's why I enjoy boxing. They may talk trash, but when someone is beat, I always admire boxers when they get knocked out. They get up, they walk over to the other corner, and they say, "Good fight, well done." It's like, wow, that's humbling. Well, that is, or they get mad and storm off. Because I think, I don't know how I got in this train of thought, because we often say that losing builds character. I don't think that's true. I think
No.
losing reveals character.
Yeah, that's a
When it
great
reveals
point.
character, when you can you tell your opponent, man, I wish you guys are doing great. I wish I was more like you. Congratulations.
Can you be humble enough to admit the fact that somebody else might be bigger, stronger, and faster than you, and better than you at another sport?
Or at anything,
Tradition.
and to even tell someone, we do this because we copied you guys. Thank you. Whoa, that's humbling. We do a little thing here called Manus Dei, where we have our boys and their dads come in, and we have a little talk and a little session. Oh, it's been amazingly successful and a lot of fun. But I stole that from St. Louis and Waco. I saw what this. So let's try that. And oh, Father John, it's so great what you've been doing. I said it wasn't my idea.
Wasn't my idea.
That's hard. That's hard to say sometimes, but that's not me.
I
Because
didn't
part of it
create
wants me
this.
to go, thank you. I'm just a
I'm just a
genius,
genius.
man. Just inspiration. No. Find out what works. You go to your opponent. I think we talked about this a while ago. Football teams do that. They'll ask, coaching staffs of other successful, hey, can we come visit you guys? That humbling, that shows integrity, and actually pushes back on envy, because envy makes you miserable. It makes you miserable. It even says that 2:25:40, envy presents a form of sadness. Wow. And therefore, refusal of charity. Remember when I was in, we were in junior high, we used to play poker with my friends, and there was one guy just kept losing, and he was just getting more and more angry. More and more angry. It's like, hey, man, we're having fun here. Chill out. And then, we pull up another card and we beat him again, and just throwing things around. And wow, taking this kind of personal, aren't you? I guess you said it before. Envy makes you a poor loser, and that reveals integrity.
And the end of
Envy
that.
often, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, keep that last sentence is, I think, is the key to this little paragraph.
Envy often comes from pride.
Yeah.
A baptized person should train himself to live in humility.
That's
If you'd
exactly
like
what
to
you're
see
talking
God
about.
glorified to you, then rejoice in your brother's progress, and you will immensely give glory to God because his servant could conquer envy by rejoicing in the merits of others. God will be praised. Yeah,
See, John
rejoice in
Chrysostom.
your brother's progress. That's an, I mean, that's a nuclear missile to pride.
Yeah.
Is a nuclear person. I always tell people one of the reasons we go door to door is mostly for us, because it inspires us, but also it's humbling when they come out and yell at you and slam the door and call you names and you just okay. And that can be a real buzzkill. They give you a speech sometimes. And one time it was this past few, maybe a few months ago, we went to a home, in some neighborhood, and we found someone who was Catholic but is no longer practicing. And one of the people said, why not? And the person pointed at me and said, it's because of you. Something I did or said I had no memory of.
You personally, not you,
Me personally,
oh,
me
wow.
personally, me
Wow.
personally. And they were like, well, we'll talk. And so it was a real buzzkill. And it's one of those things I can't defend myself. I don't know. I don't remember this person per se, in the conversation or something, maybe in a confessional. I don't know. But that's humbling. Makes you walk away with your tail between your legs. But we're challenged. Can you give thanks to God for having been humbled? Or are you gonna walk away mad and pissed and envious? I ain't gonna do this no more. That's a temptation. It
Sure.
is a temptation, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's very, very critical part, I think, of our faith journey is the development, of being part of the Beatitudes and being humble enough to admit the fact that kind of like we said a minute ago, some people are just they're better at things than we are. They have achieved a level in this world that is maybe higher or using air quotes better than what we have. They can afford the new Silverado 2500 while we're driving around in our 15-year-old truck. But it being willing to accept that, is like I said, rejoicing, or as Saint John Chrysostom says, rejoicing in the merits of others is praising God and
Yeah, and the
what He has
progress
given.
of others and admitting defeat and or even like what it says, there's a saying, copycat or is the height of compliment or something. And something.
Duplication is the, how does it go? Goodness
Yeah,
gracious.
maybe someone will come up. They probably know what we're talking about.
Somebody's got, all right, somebody who's smart out there, you let us know. It's duplication is imitation is the highest compliment.
Yes, imitation is the
Something
highest
like that.
compliment. And to say that to someone, like I said, with our little, hey man, I got this from you, thank you. They feel good, and then we are humbled. Yeah, we're watching. Yeah, I just realized it's 3:01. How much more time we got?
So we got a couple minutes here, but I think maybe this is kind of a good spot
Okay.
for us to break, and we can come back next week and finish up here our 10th commandment and kind of maybe kind of wrap them all up
Yeah.
together and put a nice little bow on our conversation here on the 10 commandments. And again, folks, this will be an encore presentation on Sunday afternoon. And all of the conversations that we've had about the Ten Commandments here over the course of the last couple of months, actually, are available on our website, armorofgodradio.com. go underneath that schedule tab, and you'll find them all listed there under What Would Father Say. In fact, all of our programs are available then on our website under that schedule tab. Father, would you leave us with a blessing, please?
And the Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right,
Take care,
folks.
brother.
Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week. And remember to put on the armor of God.